AI tools are damaging students' critical thinking. It's worse than we thought, and it's time to fight back. The data, both empirical and intuitive, could not be more clear. Generic, direct answer, and productivity AI platforms, most notably OpenAI's ChatGPT, are dumbing down an entire generation of students, eroding critical thinking skills and atrophying the muscle that is such a core component of what makes us human. And yet, universities and K-12 institutions are agreeing to substantial deals and partnerships with generic AI platforms such as ChatGPT EDU to bring these destructive tools into their classrooms, encouraging their use among the student body, even as the correlation between usage of current AI tools and critical thinking shows devastating negative effects. Reading competencies are down for the fourth straight year, and 50% of students admit to using ChatGPT for a quiz, test, or essay. The cost of easy answers. AI is a powerful machine, but we're handing it to our children with no training and no protections. Predictably, it's not going well. To be clear, I know that AI can open up a world of knowledge and inspiration for every student, everywhere, but not the way we're currently using it. Not with platforms that simply give students the answers. AI makes things substantially easier, and that's amazing. I use AI, including ChatGPT, consistently every day, and it makes me and my team 10 times more productive. But we cannot teach children that life is as easy as sticking in a prompt and waiting for an output. There will always be hard problems that require critical thinking and a lack of tools. As a recent student, I have seen the outsized role this technology plays in our day-to-day lives, the immense ramifications of irresponsible integration, and that the situation is far worse than even the media is portraying it right now. A friend and recent graduate told me that he hasn't typed an assignment in 2 years. He simply copied and pasted from ChatGPT every single time. He just graduated from a top-tier university and is wholly unprepared for the workforce. This is the norm now. It's not an outlier.